Mark chapter 7. Then the Pharisees came together to him, and some of the scribes who came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews don't eat unless they wash their hands often, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, unless they wash, they don't eat. And many other things there are that they have received to keep, like the washing of cups and of pots, brass pots, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, like the washing of pots and cups, and many other such similar things you do.' And he said to them, 'Full well you reject the commandment of God, so you can keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor your father and mother, and whoever curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say, it is given to God what I would have given to you, he shall be free, and you allow him to do nothing more for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition that you have delivered, and many other things you do like that.' And when he had called all the people to him, he said to them, 'Listen to me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things that come out of him, that's what defiles the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear.' And when he had entered into the house, from the people his disciples asked him about the parable. And he said to them, 'Are you so much without understanding also? Don't you see that whatever thing from outside enters into the man, it can't defile him, because it doesn't enter into his heart, but into the belly, and goes out into the toilet, purging all foods?' And he said, 'That which comes out of the man, that defiles the man, for from inside, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lust, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from inside and defile the man.' And from there he got up and went into the borders of Tyre and Zidon, and entered into a house, and didn't want people to know it, but he couldn't be hidden. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard about him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she asked him to cast the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, 'Let the children first be filled, for it's not right to take the children's bread and to throw it to the dogs.' And she answered and said to him, 'Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.' And he said to her, 'For this saying, go your way, the devil has gone out of your daughter.' And when she had come into her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid on the bed. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Zidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the middle of the coasts of Decapolis. And they brought to him a deaf person, and who also had a hindrance in his speech. And they asked him to put his hand on him, and he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, 'Ephphatha,' that is, 'be opened.' And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. And he ordered them to tell no man, but the more he ordered it them, so much the more a great deal they told it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, 'He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.'